This exhibition opened at the Sydney Jewish Museum this week, having just come from Melbourne. And it's an exhibition which honors the story of Greek Jewry, which is a community of 2,000 years old, one of the oldest Jewish communities in the world, in fact. The credit for the exhibition has to go to Carol Gordon, a former South African who has been living in Melbourne for around 20 years or so. And she put this together as a compilation of photographs, brilliant photographs taken by Emmanuel Santos, who is a Melbourne photographer, who has dedicated his life to photographing Jewish, Israeli, Holocaust images. And so the exhibition comprises photographs by Emmanuel Santos, which Carol has put together, supplemented by a book which she has written, supplemented also by a documentary which she screens as well. So it's Carol Gordon's initiative and drive. And so the credit goes to her for this exhibition. So this opened this week at the Sydney Jewish Museum, where in attendance was the Greek Consul General, the Israeli ambassador, probably around 250 people, half of whom were leaders and members of the Greek community and half leaders and members of the New South Wales Jewish community. A very powerful evening and a very moving evening.
We are talking to Vigal Adev, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. Vic, I would like to talk about the Greek Jewish community. Many people know about the Holocaust of the European Jews. They straight away think about Polish Jews, the Hungarian Jews, but there was such a rich community in Greece and in the islands, in Rhodes. You've got special connection there. Not much is known about it. And there was a Jewish community in Greece during the Hellenistic time, and then after the expulsion from Spain, there was incredible community. Can you please tell us about it?
So you're absolutely right that the community in Greece stretched back about 2,000 years. In addition, many were, such as on Rhodes Island, which is my own background, originated in Spain, having been banished by the Inquisition in 1492. The bulk of the Jewish community was in Thessaloniki. Thessaloniki is a port city in the north of Greece. It's the second largest city in Greece. There were 52,000 Jews in Thessaloniki. There were, at its peak, about 5,000 Jews on Rhodes Island. And then smaller numbers in different places. Obviously, Athens, there were around 5,000 Jews. Essentially, I had the honor of being one of the speakers at the exhibition which opened in Sydney this week. And the message which I brought was that the story which we have of the Jews of Greece in the Holocaust essentially was a microcosm of the Holocaust itself. In other words, 85% of Greek Jewry was destroyed in the Holocaust, with a tiny percentage, the remaining 15%, saved through incredible courage and humanity of local Greek people. And so in the one place, for example, Thessaloniki, where we had 52,000 Jews, all of them were rounded up by the Germans, by the Nazis, and sent mainly to Auschwitz, but also to Bergen-Belsen, where all but about 2,000 were destroyed. That's 2,000 saved out of 52,000 Jews from Thessaloniki. That's where the largest community was. Thessaloniki had such a large Jewish community that the economic life, the political life, the social life was 50% Jewish. And yet, tragically, that community was destroyed so that only 2,000 Jews approximately survived out of 52,000. My own story in Rhodes is Rhodes Island, where the Jews lived peacefully for 500 years. When World War II broke out, 3,000 of the 5,000 left for Israel, the United States, Zimbabwe, elsewhere, and the 2,000 who remained, approximately 2,000, were sent to Auschwitz. Again, all but about 150 were murdered in Auschwitz. Contrast that with an incredible story of a tiny island of Zakynthos, where we had 275 Jews, a tiny community. Not one Jewish person lost his or her life from that island. And why? Because of the amazing courage of the mayor and the bishop, who, when they were asked to give the names and addresses of the Jews living on Zakynthos, what did they do? They gave their own names instead. Amazingly, the German commander sent a message to Berlin saying, what do we do? The response came back, move on to the next island. Not one Jewish life was lost from that island. So there you had this incredible courage in Zakynthos. You also had incredible courage of the Archbishop of Athens, who's credited with saving around 10,000 Jews by getting the convents and the nuns and the monasteries to hire Jews, to give them false identity papers, and is credited with saving around 10,000, including, by the way, the father of a man named Simon Persky, who we later came to know as Shimon Peres, president of the State of Israel. So on the one hand, we have incredible courage in Athens on this tiny island of Zakynthos. On the other hand, we have the absolute evil where 50,000 Jews from Thessaloniki were murdered. The majority of the community of Rhodes, which was deported, was murdered. And that Greek story is a microcosm of the entire Holocaust itself. There were 85% of the community destroyed, a tiny percentage saved through the incredible courage and humanity of the local Greek people.
And we are talking to Vic Aladev, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And you're listening to SBS Radio Broadcasting, Shalom Australia, around Australia. And Vic, can you please elaborate more about your family history?
My family lived on Rhodes Island for 500 years, having been banished from Spain in the Inquisition. When laws were passed against the Jews of Italy, and Rhodes actually was under Italian control, so my father left for Zimbabwe, hoping to bring out his parents, his teenage sisters, and his fiancée. He was engaged to be married at the time. His parents, his sisters, and his fiancée were all deported to Auschwitz, together with 2,000 Jews from Rhodes. His parents were murdered. My grandparents were murdered at Auschwitz. His sisters both survived, and he was told that his fiancée had been killed. She was told that he had been killed. Half a century later, my father was on holiday in Cape Town, South Africa, and overheard his fiancée's name, the very same person to whom he had been engaged 50 years earlier. She had, in fact, survived. She was, at that stage, a grandmother living in Brussels, and he was, at that stage, a grandfather living in Johannesburg.
That's an amazing story. And I know that you visited the Rhodes and you went to the synagogue there.
Just 3 months ago, in July this year, we had a family reunion on the island of Rhodes where, incredibly, 97 members of my family from every single continent came to Rhodes Island. We had a three-day reunion. I was, in fact, given the honor of speaking to the family, the community there, the visitors, in the shul on Shabbat on the Friday night. It was incredible to see, as I say, 97 people from every single continent. The youngest age 2 months old, the oldest age 89. It included people from countries as diverse as Zaire and Zimbabwe, Israel, the United States, Cuba and Libya even, all members of the family. And it included even a proposal of marriage, which, for the record, was accepted. So it was very special. And we gathered for a family photograph at the house which was my mother's house, which is now a hotel on Rhodes Island. A very moving and very special 3 days on Rhodes, and a very powerful message to say that, yes, the Jews of Greece and the Jews of Rhodes were decimated, but they were not destroyed, and we are here to honor them. And that's what this exhibition is all about, is honoring the Jews of Greece.
Vic Aladev, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, thank you so much.